I'm sorry, but there are no returns, refunds, or exchanges of any kind. The mistress who ran the stall folded her arms over her bare breasts and looked down her long nose at Jillian. I thought I made that clear when you bought the Thalite in the first place. But I thought I was only paying for the Thalite itself, Jillian protested, staring at the woman. You sold me a person. She gestured to the huge, muscular warrior at her side, who was standing with his arms crossed over his broad chest and staring impassively into the distance. He looked kind of like a kindred. At least he had the size of one. He was at least 7 feet tall, with shoulders fully twice as broad as her own. But his eyes were green and silver, and they almost seemed to glow. Jillian didn't know of any kindred with eyes like that. The body slave also had thick dark hair, which was iron gray at the temples, and a neatly trimmed salt and pepper beard. Given the gray in his hair, he might be in his late 40s or early 50s. It was hard to tell, Jillian thought. At any rate, he was in amazing shape, so only the hair and a few crow's feet around his piercing silver-green eyes gave away his age, which was probably 5 or 6 years older than her own. The warrior body slave was dressed like he came out of a gladiator movie. He was bare-chested, which showed off his massive arms as well as the many scars on his back and chest. He looked like he'd been in some pretty fierce fights, Jillian thought, eyeing him warily. From the waist down, all he had on was a short leather kilt, which showed off thighs like tree trunks, proving he didn't skip leg day, and brown leather boots. He was currently just standing there, arms crossed, staring straight ahead while Jillian argued with his former mistress. If he had any thoughts on the fact that Jillian was trying to return him, they didn't show on his stern features. Look, I didn't mean to buy him, she argued with the stall owner, who was still looking down at her from her rather imposing height, since she was wearing stilt-like heels that were almost 3 feet tall. If she hadn't also been wearing a dress that prominently displayed her bare breasts, hidden only by a thin veil of see-through silk, the shoes would have been the most arresting thing about her. I made everything perfectly clear when you bought the Thalite, the woman snapped. It's not my fault if you're too stupid to understand. That's really insulting, Jillian exclaimed, and you tricked me into buying him. I did nothing of the sort. The woman's eyes, which happened to be an improbable shade of lavender, flashed dangerously. And as I said before, there are absolutely no refunds, returns, or exchanges. She leaned down from her stilt-like heels and stared into Jillian's face. Let me put this in a way you can understand. Callus is now your body slave, bound and sworn to you for life. You are stuck with him.
My old mistress is correct. I am yours, little mistress, the huge warrior rumbled.
Then he knelt in the dust of the marketplace right at Jillian's feet. Even kneeling, he was so big they were almost eye to eye.
I will serve you always,
he said, looking deep into Jillian's eyes.
I will pleasure you and protect you from any who wish to harm you. To the last drop of my blood and the last breath of air in my body, I dedicate myself to you completely.
Oh, Jillian whispered, looking into those deep silver-green eyes. Oh, God, what am I going to do? She stared at the huge body slave in dismay, nervously tucking a sheaf of wheat-blonde hair behind her ear and nibbling her lower lip as she tried to think. How had she gotten herself into such a sticky situation? If only she'd stayed down on Earth instead of moving up to the kindred mothership in the first place, this never would have happened. This is all Brad's fault, she thought ruefully. She shook her head, not wanting to think of her ex. Though, if she was honest, Brad was the main reason she had come to the mothership in the first place. But she never would have given him the time of day if she hadn't been so lonely. Lonely and stupid, whispered a little voice in her head. Stupid not to realize what kind of guy Brad was in the first place. You worked in Vegas long enough to know a shark when you saw one. But no, you closed your eyes to all the signs because you wanted so badly to be loved.